This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, January 21, 2008. Nothing but the truth. The scripture is Deuteronomy 19, verse 15. A matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? The answer is always yes. But witnesses often lie in court. Potential penalties of a fine or jail time do not completely suppress false testimony. Money, revenge, and 15 minutes of fame can entice people to lie. It happens in the world and in the church. Moses teaches Israel that in matters of truth about an offense, one witness is not enough. One lying witness can ruin many lives. Evil must be purged. And once found out, a liar must suffer the consequences intended for the accused. It's a harsh but just penalty. God's ancient adversary, the devil, is the father of lies. There is no truth in him. God, our Heavenly Father, is truth. There is nothing false in him. God's children should reflect his truth and his abiding hatred for the lie. If the sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father lie, they reflect the Father of lies, cover light with darkness, and entangle harmony in a web of deceit and dissent. Liars show no pity for life or limb. As children of the Heavenly Father, let us not excuse false witnesses. May we convict them of their wickedness and, with God's help, win them and others over to the truth. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, by your Holy Spirit, teach me your way of truth, that I may not depart from it. Guide me to discern truth from lies and to help lead others into your truth. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.